Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and you're listening to Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the scriptures verse by verse. Thank you so much for just your continued listening to this show. I'm really humbled and grateful, and I truly, truly hope that this podcast changes every day of your life, that causes you to refocus on the one who is worthy of all praise, all honor, all glory forever and ever. Amen. So we are walking through verses from the Seven Deadly Friendships, and these are all relational verses, which goes to show that the Bible is so relevant to our everyday lives. And I have found that Proverbs has been an amazing treasure trove of verses about relationships. So if you are struggling in your relationships, just open the book of Proverbs and read through it today. You can, it won't take you that long, and you will be utterly and completely blessed by the wisdom that is found in there. It's really quite astounding. Here's one of those nuggets, and this is from the Seven Deadly Friendships. Proverbs 16, well, it's from Proverbs, but I quoted it in the Seven Deadly Friendships when we're talking about the friend Tempter Trevor. Proverbs 16:29 in the Holman Christian Standard Bible, HCSB, says this: "A violent man lures his neighbor, leading him in a way that is not good." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we have prayed about violence. We have prayed about angry people. We have laid down our own anger. We've asked you to search our hearts about our own anger issues and the why that we might be angry. But Lord, for those who are encountering a violent man or a violent woman, I pray for a hedge of protection around them. I pray for holy discernment as they proceed cautiously in that relationship, because you warn us in Proverbs 16:29 that you that someone who is violent will lead another person in a way that is not good. And so, Lord, I pray for protection. I pray for revelation, that you will open the eyes of those who are connected to angry, violent people, that they would no longer be enablers of the violence, but that they would enact good boundaries around themselves to protect themselves. Lord, they are so beautifully and wonderfully loved by you, and you love them so much that you want them to be safe and protected. And so, Lord, help us to realize it's okay to protect ourselves. And Lord, you also love the violent offender. You love the angry person. You love those who harm others. And that's hard for me to understand, because I know also that you're a God of justice. But Lord, you want better for their lives. You want them not to have to be so angry and violent. And so, Lord, if we are supposed to be a part of exposing that violence and that anger, teach us how to do that in a very calm, winsome way, because that is not an easy thing to do. And Lord, sometimes it's just that we need to provide consequences for people who are angry so that they don't continue on in that sin, or at least we're not enabling them or empowering them to continue to be angry by responding the way we do. Lord, help us to shut it down. Help us to walk away. Help us to say we won't be in the same room with you if you're going to act that way. However it is, Lord, you are the God of all of our relationships. You are the God of all good relationships and the God of all bad relationships. And Lord, you walked this earth. You sent your Son to walk this earth to be in relationship with all sorts of people. Lord, I think about the Pharisees that you encountered. I think about the Roman soldiers prone to violence that you encountered. I think about people who had been victimized that you encountered. You loved them all. You died for them all. And so give us wisdom. Give us your wisdom as to how to love the people in our lives, the hard ones, the easy ones, the tricky ones, the lying ones, the those who try to tempt us to do evil, those who prey on us, those who are narcissistic, those who are inconsistent, those who are dramatic. Lord, we need your heart. We need your spirit within us to give us discernment and guts and the wherewithal to love well. Your scripture says in Romans, I believe it's Romans 13, love does no wrong to a neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. Teach us what radical love looks like. And sometimes that means walking away. Sometimes it means not tolerating behavior. Teach us to have wisdom in these areas, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me. Huge thanks goes to Vanessa, and I love the way she spells her name, V-Y-N-E-S-S-A, who is a new supporter of the Pray Every Day show. Thank you, Vanessa. You are a blessing to me and a blessing to all of us who are listening today. My prayer for all of you listening to this as I close this out is that you would know that God is not disappointed in you. He loves you. His grace is sufficient for you. He is with you. He is for you.